Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott, and I come to you today. We're going to be talking about faith today. So get your Bible, sit down, and we're going to go over some things on faith. But before we do, let's have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord Jesus, we come in giving you all praise and honor. Lord Jesus, let it be something that I say today that will help someone along this life journey on faith today, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, good morning, listeners. Today we'll be talking about faith. And to have faith is to believe, to trust, to have confidence in, or to rely on something or someone. Faithfulness describes the quality of someone with unanswered allegiance to an oath or a promise. Our example of faithfulness comes from a God who has kept and is in the process of keeping every promise contained in the scripture. We are commanded to have faith in God, and out of that faith flows our ability to remain faithful to people, to keep the promise we have made as husbands and wives, as parents and children, and as servants of God. Today, from the word of God, from Matthew 17 and 20, it says, Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Here the Lord is saying, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assurance I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from hence to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Today, talking on faith, it is never a question with any of us of faith or no faith. The question always is, in what or in whom do we put our faith? Think about that today. Faith never knows where it is being led, but it loves and knows the one who is leading. When we talk about faith, we think about the object of true faith. Faith thrives when we stay focused on God rather than on ourselves. Faith is the least self-regarding of the virtue. It is by very nature scarcely conscious of its own existence. Like the eye which sees everything in front of it, never sees itself. Faith is occupied with the object upon which it rests and pays attention to itself at all. While we are looking at God, we do not see ourselves. Blessed the man who has repeatedly failed would experience real relief when he stopped tinkling with his soul and look away to the perfect one, which is Jesus. While he looked at Christ, the very thing he has so long been trying to do will be getting done within him. It will be God working in him to will and to do. Faith is not in itself a meritorious act. The merit is in the one toward whom it is desired. Faith is a redirecting of our sight, a getting out of the focus of our own vision and getting God into focus. 1 John 54:5 say, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Even the smallest faith, we're still talking about faith this morning, believing and acting on your belief or important parts of faith. Jesus commands us for what seem like small act or human words. God transformed what we offer into the hope for the world. I think I can was one of the first notice of faith for Jeremy's children. Size was not the important ingredient, but rather belief and desire when Jeremy's children read the story of little David and the great Goliath in the Bible. They learned again that size was not the key. It was David's belief that God was with him and his knowledge that he was very good with a slingshot. Now think about that. Here comes faith. Faith does not have to be the grand, complete, big, or perfect. Faith is the willingness to believe, to trust that something can happen. So we give ourselves over to the effort. Faith for the Christian is the willingness to step out in confidence that there is a God. Faith is believing that God cares about us and with us in all our effort. Jesus is encouraging the disciples to have faith, to trust a little deeper, to have the confidence that with God all things are possible. He used the two images that would be familiar to his listener. Though mustard seeds are not the smallest seed, it was common to use them as an illustration of smallness. Jesus is encouraging the disciples' belief and confidence in this way. Keep trusting. Keep loving, keep praying. You don't have to have it all figured out. Take one more step, a small step. Even in Hebrew circle, great teachers would often use the image of moving mountains as a way of encouraging the listeners to overcome difficulties. Jesus chose this second image, moving mountains, to point out to and encourage the disciples that the hardest task of life can be accomplished with the smallest of faith. So today, you can have faith. Your faith may be small, but just keep praying, reading the Word of God, understanding what God is telling you, and your faith will increase each and every day. What seem insurmountable and impossible, mountains big, can be overcome by even a little faith. One word or one act can cause all sorts of things to happen. Something that seems insignificant can make a huge difference. One visit to a worship service can start a person on a journey of faith. One teacher can make the difference for a student. One mountaintop experience or religious revival can call a person to a new vocation. One seamless tragedy can spur a community to open a teen center. One candle lit in the darkness can chase away the dark. Galatians 3 and 26 said, ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 11 and 6 say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We can give today steps for growing in faith. If we want to grow in faith, we must cooperate with God. Doing our part is the key to growing in faith. Getting to know him and his ways will enable us to see what he is asking us to do. For as you know him better, he will give you, through his great power, everything you need for living a truly godly life. He even shares his own glory and his own goodness with us. And by that same mighty power, he has given us all the other rich and wonderful blessing he promised. For instance, the promise to save us from the lust and rottenness all around us, and to give us his own character. This is steps for growing in faith. But to attain these gifts, you need more than faith. You must also work hard to be good, and even that is not enough. But then you must learn to know God better and discover what you want to do. Next, learn to put aside your own desire so that you will become patient, godly, gladly letting God lead, have his way with you. This will make possible the next step, which is for you to enjoy other people and to like them. And finally, you will grow to love them deeply. The more you grow on this way, the more you will grow stronger spiritually and become faithful and useful to our Lord, Jesus Christ. But anyone who failed to go after these additions to faith is blind indeed, or at least very short-sighted, and has forgotten that God delivered him from the old life of sin so that now he can live a strong, good life for the Lord. We'll start talking about faith today. Faith is more precious than gold. If our faith was never tested, how would we know we had any? When things go wrong and we still say, I believe in God, no matter what happened, we show our faith to be real. 1 Peter 1 and 7 say, these trials are only to test your faith, to see whether or not it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests gold and purify it. And your faith is more precious to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried in the test tube of fiery trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day of his return. Without faith, we are as stained glass windows in the dark. We have a caller on the air. Caller, you are on the air. We are talking
praise
about
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise
this is Lord. Pastor Jackson.
How are you doing today, Pastor Jackson?
I'm doing fine, blessed and highly favored.
Well, praise God, praise God. Joy and Peace today is talking on the topic of faith. Would you like to share with the radio audience a few things about faith today?
Well, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And I tell people all the time, I say, what is your substance? Since faith is the substance of things hoped for, that means what are you doing to show God that you have faith that he's going to come through with the supernatural? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we begin to, we have faith, but we haven't put it into action. Faith is an action word. And so if we can, if we believe God and have faith in God to do the things that he said he's going to do, then we got to put our faith in action. That means get some substance. That means if God has called you to preach the word, God has said that you're going to have this, that, and the other, get prepared for it. Get into your Bible. Get into your word. Get yourself prepared for what God is about to do in your life. That faith is an action word. Amen.
Amen. Well, Minister Jack, Pastor Jackson, I really thank you for that on faith today. And our radio listeners could hear you and tell them about their faith and the faith that you have in God, because it was nothing but faith that have brought you thus far.
Amen.
The trials and tribulation that you're going through, even sitting right now in the doctor's
Amen.
Office with your husband, you
Amen.
Know your faith is being tested right now.
Amen.
Through open heart surgery, you know God is a good God. And if
Amen.
You wouldn't have the faith that you have, you couldn't sustain.
Come on now. Amen.
Oh,
that's true. That's true. And our faith. But when God works through our faith, amen, he's also working our patience, amen, because a lot of trials and tribulation, like he was saying, Minister Elliott, a lot of things that we have went through in our lives, amen, it was to make us stronger, amen, and to have faith that God was going to work it out. I mean, it was times I was sitting at hospital or sitting at emergency room, and the devil, he'll begin to talk, and I'll be reminded that God say, I'm going to bring you out just like I brought you to it. I'm going to bring you through it, amen.
Amen.
And, you know, so we have to, I like the way you said that, you know, we got to have faith in these tough times, amen.
Yeah. Yes, yes, we do. And, you know, as I was reminded on testing of your faith is going to be tested.
Amen.
You're going to go through some trials and tribulation. Because if you didn't go through a trial, you couldn't come out with a testimony.
Come on now.
If
That's
you
the
couldn't,
truth.
You know, be tested. God sometimes, you know, just have us to test, take us through some tests. And when
Amen.
You pass that test, you come out as pure gold. He let you know you passed that test. And he'll
come
have
on,
another one on the way. But, you
yes,
know, you
will.
Have to go through some tests to bring others to let them know God did it for me. And he can surely do it for you.
Do it for you. And a lot of times, too, it's so we can look back and say, wait a minute. He brought us through this, and this was greater than this. Come on now. I didn't see my way when I was going through that, but God brought me out. Mm-hmm. So if I keep my eyes on God, like Peter say, if it be you, bid me to come.
Yeah.
And he stepped out in faith, glory to God. So we have to, it's like he say, we're going to go through those tests and those trials. Glory to God. But if we hold on to our faith in God, amen, yes. He'll bring us through it, amen.
Yes, he will. And as I was reading the scriptures and going over, you know, testing of your faith, faith sometimes means giving back to God the things and people we cherish the most. We have to give it back to God.
Amen.
You know, that giving back, I mean you give back everything because he gives us so much.
Oh, glory
Even
to God.
Even though we cherish the most, our loved ones, our children, our husband, we have to give
Come
them
on.
To God.
Oh, glory to God.
And, you know, as I was reading, God tested Abraham on his faith and his obedience.
Oh, yes, he did.
He said, take with you your only son, Isaac, whom you love so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go to the land of Moriah and sacrifice him there.
Sacrifice him.
Upon one of the mountains which I pointed out to you. How many of us today would sacrifice our loved ones, our children, our husband, give them back to God? How many of us would do that? Because God sacrificed, he gave up his one and only son for us. And here he was talking about the next morning, Abraham and his son Isaac and two men were, who was his servant, started off to the place where God had told him to go. And on the third day of the journey, Abraham saw the place in the distance that God had showed him. He said, stay here with the donkey. That's what he told his servant. Abraham told the young men and the lad, I will travel yonder and worship and then come right back. Now, here he had already known he was going to do what he had God had told him to do. But he had that much faith that him and his son was going to come back down off the mountain. Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering upon Isaac's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
While he humbled himself, carrying the knife, flint for striking the fire. So the two of them went up together. father Isaac said, we have the wood and flint to make the fire, and we have another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, God.
We are talking about faith this morning. Did you want to share with the radio listener a little about faith?
According to that it's revealed from faith. And you can't claim to be a believer or carried or manifest the righteousness of God if you're not, it's not revealing, you know, through your faith in
mm-hmm.
Him. Because it says, and it is written that the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, we live in a time that people are losing their faith because their faith is deposited on the material wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I see. I just had a program not too long ago. I was talking about walking in great faith, sin major key to great faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Lord been dealing with me also, dealing with sharing and encouraging saints of God that we need to go back and establish ourselves as people of faith
mm-hmm.
and walk by faith, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe faith is a long pier. We think we are people of God because we say certain words, but that is more is our trust and our confidence in God that makes us people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Our trust, our loyalty to God with total humility and humbleness as He is, that He does deserve that because He is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
So, yeah. I don't want to take your time.
Oh,
but
you know,
I
am so glad you came on, Evangelist. And how you pronounce your last name? But
Luciano.
Luciano, thank you so much because I know the radio audience was listening today. And if more would do that, you know, have faith in God. Have the belief. Trust in Him. Have that faith. Because like I was just saying to the other caller, you know, we're going to be tested. We're going to come through some trials. And right now, a lot of people, faith is being tested. People are getting out of work, losing their jobs, losing their home. And a lot of them want to take their lives, but they have to know that without a shadow of a doubt that God is there, that they have to trust in Him no matter what the situation seems, no matter what may be going on right now in the world and their life. They have to put their trust and faith totally in God because man will fail you, the economy will fail you. But only God will stand.
Amen. Amen. I believe that.
Yes.
And, you know, living in the last day, woman of God, I don't know how people could just walk around thinking like, you know, He's not going to come. I mean,
mm-hmm.
right now, two things I'm seeing is one is they are creating a special police, that they have a special prison here in the United States and most people. But in the United States, I saw it online, and second is if you read prophecy and you know most people and that's what you got to believe what the Word of God said because the Word of God does not come back void,
mm-hmm.
and we see that right now the government wants to take control of our finance,
mm-hmm.
and then you know mark my word. We'll tell the banks, you know what, you owe us a lot of money and we know you cannot pay for it,
mm-hmm.
so let us take charge of your banks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, and it just flows with the Bible talks about how the Antichrist is going to come And I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, but, you know, it's like leading to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our money value is going, it'll be nothing, which still is. It's really paper. There's no value on that money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, we owe money from other countries and you know, so, you know, not getting into that topic, but we need to have faith.
Yes,
that
right.
When God said his word, he's going to fulfill it.
That's right.
And we need to be the right close to the horns of the altar and ask God, you know, forgive us for not believing you, having trust in you.
That's right.
And, you know, and you know, be like watchtowers,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming.
Yeah.
You know, so, like I said, this is my first time listening to your program. Like I said, that's mine. And I saw you had basically the same topic. So I'm just going to sit back and listen and be blessed by the word that God put in your heart to speak today.
Okay. Thank you so much, listener, for coming on. And continue on listening.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. And today, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. That's taken from Mark the 9th. And 23rd chapter. And Romans 5, 1 through 2 say, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope for the glory of God. And today, you know, when we talk about faith with the people that have come on the line and sharing about faith today, faith brings reward. Some people blame their lack of faith on their difficult circumstances, yet rough situations are often the catalyst for display of great faith. He lived by faith, not by sight. That was taken from 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. And for the Lord loved the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. That came from the word of God. Psalms 37 and 28. Have you thought about a mother of faith? Sometimes a person doesn't have much faith in himself, but a loved one has faith enough to fill in the gap. And faith dreams big. You know, oftentimes I say there's a difficult difference between faith and foolishness. We want to challenge people to get as close to foolishness as they can without crossing the line. But think creative and boldly. Go ahead. Set a date with God. All things are possible. Learning about faith from children. Children can teach you each day about faith. When someone, especially an expert, predict the worst, we tend to believe them. It takes a dynamite faith to believe something different, to believe that God can and will intervene in the situation. And that's what we are seeing right now in the economy. If you watch the news on the TV and the radio all day, they will have you so up in an uproar and have you so distraught. You know you have faith, but you'll start believing everything that you hear on the media rather than go to the word of God and do what thus saith the Lord. And you will learn what God is saying by picking up the word of God and hearing what God is saying. Coping with faith. By faithful turning to God in times of loss and grief, we discover that he can be depended upon to carry us through our former things that happen in our life. We account the loss of someone that we know from a sickness or whatever. And when we think, I'm not going through the loss of my arm because I'm a great couple. I'm getting through it because I have a Father in heaven who is a great giver. Here's where I find grace. And at the time, I need strength. He put it in my heart or provided it through someone who is close to me. Whether that's a family, doctor, or simply a friend. I don't earn it. I don't deserve it. I don't bring it about. It's a gift from God. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You know, Peter had faith walking on the water. It was amazing that we can accomplish if we keep our eyes off our circumstances and on the one who is control of them, which is Jesus. Sometimes I'm like Peter, and I walk on water. I stand above my circumstances, which are like the swirling tempests of the sea. But then, like Peter, I take my eyes off Jesus and concentrate on things below. Soon I start to sink. How I long to have a consistent water-walking eye on Jesus' feet. I've been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. But my faith kicked in by reading the Word of God. Faith finds a way. Some people view obstacles as dead ends. Others conclude that those with same obstacles are merely clever disguising opportunity. What makes the difference between these opposite outlook? Convention, wisdom said, where there's a will, there's a way. That's a cliche we hear all the time. But spiritual wisdom, the kind that comes from Jesus, take an extra necessary step. Where there's a will, there's the ability to choose, to trust. And where there's trust in the Lord, there's a way. A classic example of this kind of faith was seen when four people brought a paralyzed man to Jesus to be healed. The crowd that had come to see Jesus was so thick that the people with the paralytic couldn't get into the building where Jesus was. The huge crowd would have been enough to convince more people to give up and go home. But these four were not most people. They firmly believed Jesus could heal their paralyzed loved one, and they was determined to find a way to get him to Jesus. Have y'all tried Jesus today? Have y'all been determined not to give up? Still, there was no way in though the conventional entrance, but why limit the optional to convention ones? Don't limit God. These men of faith decided to go up outside the stairs and open a hole in the flat tile or clay wood of the building. Though the opening, they lowered down the paralytic directly into the presence of Jesus, knowing that their friend and Jesus would see him. Almost anyone who else would have been shocked at the nerve of this plan to crash the party right through the roof. Just think, Jesus instead was moved by the faith that motivated this extraordinary creative approach to Jesus. He did not scorn the invaders. He commended them for their faith and extended the eternal gift of forgiveness. Almost everyone encounters obstacles in their lives on a daily basis. The real question is, do you see them as insurmountable obstacles or challenging opportunities? Today, listeners, you can go to God. It helps God knows what we want when we ask him for the things we desire. Those things need not be material. Lord, give me faith today that try and test the things unseen and assure itself of these who are the truth, that doubt may not overwhelm nor darkness cover me. Give me hope that I may follow the light of thy true promise and lose not the way, nor fall into byways. Give me love that I may give thee myself as thou give it. For thou, O Lord God, art the things that I long for, and thou art blessedness beyond all thoughts and heart's desire. No matter what my ears may hear today or what my eyes may see today, there is nothing for me to fear. Lord, you are always here with me. Faith keepeth eyes on God. David never mentioned the size of the giant Goliath or how victorious he looked. What he does focus on is how faithful God has been in the past. He just fully believed that God would set him through again, and he does. Today, as we go out today about our daily chores. Don't let fear versus faith come in. We respond to stress in our lives, whether fear or faith. Fear is a great threat to our faith. That's why we often read in the scripture, the direct faith not. The closer we draw to God, the more our faith diminishes. Jesus lived at complete liberty, not meaning either that he has arrived at some static position where he was forever unassailable by the very stretch which lifted a hold on every man. The general upkeep of his mood of the fearlessness made certain demands. He was required to keep himself constantly in confidence of his own soul, a spiritually supply. Once he was asked by a Samaritan woman where, in his opinion, was the best place to seek God. Some say she remarked that God was to be sought in the holy mountain. Others, the Jews, and that God was to be found in the temple at Jerusalem. Jesus told her that the time would come when men would not attempt to give God a localized address. Jesus was not distrustful of the temple as fine members to man's reverence. He saw the point that and commanded he himself visit the temple frequently and found it worthwhile. But he had to have a closer contact with God, and that to keep himself in power. So today, audience, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me and the work that I do shall do also, and greater works than those shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "By grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And Romans 1:17 say, "The word of God say, the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And today I hope you listeners got something out of faith. Faith is knowing without seeing, believing without fully understanding, trusting without touching the one who is ever faithful. Promise faithfully kept. Faith is more than believing who God is. It is believing that he will keep his promise. Faith is not just believing in God. It's about believing he will do what he says, that he will keep every promise. He'll keep. He'll make made in the Holy Bible. You have read of all the promise God hath in the word of God, and he's kept every promise that he hath made that is in the word of God. When we are faithful like God, we keep the promise we make. And when we have faith in another person, we believe they will keep the promise they have made. Faith is nourished by love, as the flame in a lamp is nourished by the oil. You know, sometimes we say we have a faithful friend. Faithful friends stick by us both when we are happy and when we are hurting, when we are nice and when we are not so nice. They put our welfare above theirs. One of the greatest assets is a faithful friend. Today, faith. Faith is a firm and certain knowledge of God's benevolence toward us. Those of us who are strong and abide in the faith need to be stepped in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just to do what is most convenient for us. Keeping the faith today. Call us, keep the faith. Growing older doesn't necessarily mean letting go of faith. Even though our bodies are getting older and our thinking may not be as sharp as it once was, God is still the same. We can always depend on him. Having faith is believing that even small things have significance. People of faith believe that every person matters, no matter who they are, where they are, that even one person can make a difference, and that God takes small things and make them into great things. Today, listeners, we can be people of faith. The Bible is filled with stories of people who have faith, people who believe what God promised and act on those beliefs. By an act of faith, Abe brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. And it was that he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference, that what God noticed and approved as righteous. After all, these centurions that believe continue to catch our notice. So today, go to the scriptures. God surprises. When we step out and do the things we believe God wants us to do, even if it doesn't make sense, that's faith. Our greatest reward can come from those acts. So today, listener, I hope you have been helped by faith. Pick up the word of God today. Read the word on faith, and it will increase your knowledge today. Listeners, no matter what you're going through, God is the answer today. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw it in. Just get on your knees or wherever you are. If you're riding in your car, if you're sitting by the computer, if you're on your job, no matter where you are, God is looking and he's listening to every thought, every word that's within you. And today, encourage yourself. You don't have to wait till someone else encourage you. I shall play for you today as I go off the air. Encourage yourself, and you will be surprised on what God will do today in your life. Thank you for listening to Joy and Peace today, and we will see you next week at the same time. Bye.
Depression is all.